I remember thinking at the start of the year there were so many players that were unavailable and so many players were late coming back that I will be worried about relegation.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Right.
So a league final was the last thing in my mind, and I'm genuine about that. You know, the way things work down here, the players who play three championships after coming back from the intercounty, which I've gone on record as saying is unsustainable long term. Can't see how you can do that year after year and then expect to roll players out in January and be competitive in the league. So we've, despite what people say, it's a very tricky balance for us. We have to try and manage players, get them back, give them minutes, you know, make sure they have a bit of time off, make sure they have a bit of time to get a bit of a pre-season, but it's very tricky. It's tricky. You'd love to have all your players ready and rested by the end of November, but that's not the case for us. That's not the case for us, and hasn't been for a while now. So it can be a tricky enough assignment. So if you told me at the start of the league final, I'd have found it hard to believe, because, you know, the amount of players that we were missing and the amount of players that came back late. So I think it's been a great job overall by everybody, including the medical people and the S&C coaches and the football coaches. I think they've done a great job in managing the group of players to get to a league final, and we see this as a bonus for us, you know, a game in Croke Park, which the players always look forward to.
And a game against good opponents as well. You know, what make Donegal a tough prospect?
Just a very good group of players, first of all. You know, a lot of natural footballers, good, you know, fellas who have the skills. And they have, obviously, a few special players. You know, a good manager, a man who commands a huge amount of respect in the county. And obviously commands huge respect from the players. And they're just a very fit, hard-running, mobile team with a lot of weapons and a lot of scoring potential from many different areas of the pitch. So they're a tough proposition, tough proposition. And I'm sure we'll have our hands full with them next time.
I'm sure, you know, they'd like to put one over you in Croke Park after last year's All-Ireland final too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they probably would, but look, I think that game is well parked now. You know, there's a new season. Everybody is in full preparation for the championship, I suppose, of 26, not thinking too much about the 25 championship. So I don't think that's really a huge factor. I think everybody is kind of minding their own house and trying to get their own house in order for this year. And last year is well parked now, I'll tell you.